Good evening. Leading up to Christmas, we've been talking about different places and the way they celebrate Christmas. Joining us today is Lily Hall.
Thanks. Today our topic is the Ukraine.
Lily, did you know the people of Ukraine call Christmas Berno, Pershba, Veloshko, Rizdava, or Ekspraznyo, Poz, Artur, Krestos, Rozdashtia? Well, I guess I'm not good at saying those.
No, I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. Now, next time, I can use that information.
Moving on to the next subject. Lily, what do Ukrainian people eat for Christmas?
Well, they typically have some opila, a flatbread with honey and cloves of garlic on top, pickled herring, which is a fish, pierogies, which is potato and cabbage, kapusta, a sauerkraut-based soup and gravy, kvitsa, a barley, honey, and poppy seed concoction, peas, lima beans, and boiled potatoes. There is normally at least 12 courses in the meal that represent Jesus' 12 disciples, but they have become less popular over the years because no one ate all of them.
Wow, that's fantabulous. I always learn new things with my special guests.
Aw, thanks. Now it's time for me to ask you another question. Did you know that they put a dink wherever they eat?
I didn't know that. That's really interesting. Now, for a special message from our sponsors of the week.
Liquid, squirt some in the water, boom, Kool-Aid.
But you weren't Kool-Aid.
Well, people get freaked out when you drink from your own head. Like, real freaked out. Smile, it's Kool-Aid.
We're back. Now I must ask, are there any famous carols or songs Ukrainian people like to sing during the holidays?
Actually, my 6th grade teacher, Ms. Gilmore, knew a lot about the Ukraine. And she told me about two songs, one which was called Svitchny Nich, Silent Night in Ukrainian, and Bobrovichny.
Wow, that's really cool. I would have never guessed that fact.
And here is an extra little, maybe important, fun fact. They call the carols in Ukrainian Kuliaki. Guess I can't speak Ukrainian either.
Wow, that was really cool. Thank you so much for being here today. But sadly, we have to go now. Goodbye, farewell, avida, say goodnight. Or if you're not feeling that one, I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to have a laugh or sing a song, it seems you just get started. But before you know it, it's time for us to say so long. Next week, we'll be talking about Christmas in Canada.
Good night, everyone.